You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. John Hockenberry is away today, but joining me for the hour is Todd Zwillick, our friend from Capital News Connection in Washington, D.C. So welcome to New York and to our studios, Todd.
Thank you, Adora. Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to first turn to the world markets. This morning, London's FTSE is down more than 3%, about 3.4% right now. The markets in France and Germany are also down. The Dow futures trading down also, poised for a down open this morning. So what's going on? It seems that credit is now trickling through the financial system, but the rescue plans here and abroad are creating some new worries. U.S. home mortgage rates are rising, and some investors are concerned about a growing budget deficit. Here to tell us more about what's happening this week is Tom Hougaard, market analyst for Firm City Index in London. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So what's happening here? Where is this anxiety coming from?
Oh, I don't know where you've been over the last month, but the anxiety never left us. Oh, it abated for a day or two with a 900-point rally, but that was driven largely by short covering and a little bit of bargain hunting. But we are in the midst of the eye of the storm, and I'm looking at the lending rates right now. And the LIBOR rate that has become household territory for everyone and household jargon is sitting at a 5.4%. That's a full 100 basis point above where our interest rate in the UK is. So I think it would be unfair and naive to say that where is this uncertainty coming from, because it never left us.
So clearly very expensive for banks to loan money to one another, but in Europe they have injected billions of dollars into the banking system. Here in the United States we're poised to inject billions of dollars into the banking system. What should we be looking for to see if those moves are making any difference? Should we just be looking at the LIBOR, or are there other measures?
I think the other measures that we have to do as private investors is to take a step back and say, is there a silver lining here? Are there some stocks that will still persevere even despite of the global turmoil? And I think the best thing that you as an investor can do now is to take a step back, not to be too sucked into whether the LIBOR rate is 5.4 or 5.3 and get overly enthusiastic when you see the slightest increase, but maybe, just maybe, draw up a shopping list of those potential companies that you think is going to do well over the next 5 to 10 years, and then begin to buy on the dips, not necessarily plow in with your entire portfolio immediately, but take a measured step, almost like, I hate to use the word, but he's been mentioned so often that he works so well, the Warren Buffett style.
And we certainly know that he does well by the markets. But when we talk about the credit freeze that clearly has been at the center of so much of this turmoil in the past weeks and in the past months, what will make a difference? When will banks start feeling more confident in lending money?
Oh, that's really easy to answer. When we begin to feel confident. And I don't mean to be cryptic here, but this is not a push a button and everything will be well. This is a slow progress. I call it the anti-domino effect. The domino effect is what took us down in the first place. The anti-domino effect is going to be the effect where one bank begins to take a step, maybe a small step, and begins to lend money at an increased rate. This will send a signal to other banks that, well, maybe the worst is behind us. And that's how you start to build confidence. How long is that going to take? Is it going to take a week, 2 weeks? No. It could take months and months. It could even take a couple of years before this process is completely flowing again.
Tom, what does the market think about the meeting Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, held yesterday in Washington, D.C., where he pulled in the chiefs of the 9 largest banks in the U.S. and essentially told them, you have to sign on to this injection bailout plan?
Well, this is the government now dictating the terms of the rescue package, and maybe quite rightly so, because they are and have become the lenders of last resort. And what do I think of it? Well, it doesn't really matter so much what I think. You look at the market and what they think, and given that we were down almost 400 points yesterday from the 900 points we gained, you know, there's still so much uncertainty in the market. And this is the whole problem. People, investors like you and I, we generally don't know how deep this problem goes. And the last thing we want to do is begin to invest our money now, only to find the Dow is down at 6,000 in a couple of months.
Well, Tom,
the silver lining here is you may miss the first 10% of any rally that may develop, but I think I would rather do that than trying to catch the falling knife.
Catch the falling knife. Well, there's a takeaway for you. Tom Hougaard, thank you. Tom Hoogard is a market analyst for the firm City Index.